Good morning, everyone. Father Matt is leaving in July, and then many of you asking me the question, hey, Father Anthony, are you going to be a pastor or not? And I asked them, do you know the requirements to be the pastor of Light of the World? You need to have some white hairs around this area. Look at me right now. I still have black hairs over here, so I can't at all. So until whenever I have some white hairs in like around this area, I can be like the pastor. But right now, I don't think so. Just let you know, okay? So we will have another pastor after Father Matt. The homily today, the fifth Sunday, the story about Jesus called Peter. With that, I would love to invite you all to reflect with me St. Peter's life. And I think, brothers and sisters, three lessons I learned from St. Peter today. The first one, Peter's life is the journey from doubt to faith. The second, a journey from failure to redemption. And the last one, will be a journey from fear to courage. The first one, from doubt to faith. So you know the story about when Jesus asked Peter, Saint Peter, hey, I am on the boat. People like were on the boat, and then Peter said, like Saint Peter, he saw Jesus walking on the water, and Jesus asked Peter, hey, walk like toward me, okay? And then Peter, at first, he had so much confidence and he walked on the water. And then later on, he saw all the winds, all the waves, and then all he felt uncertain circumstances around him. And you know the story, he started to sink down. Brother, sister, Peter had a lot of doubt. Even he encountered with Jesus, even he knows that Jesus is a God himself, and then he started doubting about Jesus. He started about not like the ability to walk on the water, but like the surrounding me, like the like circumstances surrounding me. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of doubt about my faith, about Catholic faith. When I was in university, when I was in the seminary, when I was ordained as a priest, I'm doubting myself. I'm doubting my God. I'm doubting my Catholic faith. I hope you don't have, but if you have, like St. Peter today, he has doubt about his faith. However, move on the story, you will see like Peter professed that Jesus is God, Jesus is my life, and then you know the story later. But in order to, when I reflect with that story, like, can you can imagine like Peter, he is like struggling about his ability to walk on the water, and he saw the waves, he saw like the wind, and then he started doubting about Jesus himself. Brother and sister, St. Peter, he got retraction in life. He got retraction when he saw all the scary things surrounding him when he walked on the water. We are human. We are surrounded by our society. Sometimes we got many distractions in our lives, and sometimes we have many doubts about our Catholic faith. In order to overcome those doubts, may I suggest you like fix your eye on Jesus himself. When Peter started sinking, the Lord, he told him, you little faith, what do you doubt? If you can read the story again. The second lesson I have learned from St. Peter, that is a journey from failure to redemption. You know that before the Passion of Christ, Jesus was suffering a lot. before like the passion, before like on that night, Peter denied Jesus. He's totally failure. To be honest with you, if you have someone like if that is your disciples and then like, hey Peter, you are my disciple. You are my first, and then I have the whole future for you. And then now you say, no, I didn't know that man. I have no idea about Jesus himself. I have no idea about Jesus of Nazareth. Don't look at me. Like, go away. I am Peter. Jesus, no one sees him before. So I'm good, right? Like the Roman soldiers asking Peter, hey, you know him? And then Jesus, when he heard that, can you imagine that the moment, like, hey, Peter, you are my disciple, and now you tell people that you have no idea about me. What's wrong with you? Peter is completely a failure. Brother and sister, like, you can tell, right? However, one thing I learned that Peter, he doesn't let those failure define him. Lesson for you and for me. Don't let your failure define you in your future. What happened, it happened. What sin you committed, move on. Go to confession, move on. God, he will love you until the end. Go to confession. What happened, it happened. Move on. Don't let those mistakes, don't let those sins put you down. Because the evils can use that to attack you a lot. Hey, you are bad gone. You are the bad people. Hey, you, how think about that. How bad you are. No, you are not the only one. Peter, he moved on. God, I'm so sorry that I denied you on that night. Not one time, but you know the story. Three times. Through the encounter with Jesus himself, Peter receive the redemption. The last one will be fear, a journey through fear, from fear to courage. If you read in the book of the Acts of the Apostle, you will see Peter, after being feared to be crucified, after being feared to recognize Jesus, now he went out there and he said, yeah, I am telling you, I am proclaiming you that Jesus Christ is God himself. And then you know the story. Peter died in the year 64 to 65. He died on the cross, was crucified on the cross, upside down. Because he's so courageous, he doesn't let his failure, his past, define his future. Okay, so now you know those things, okay? From the doubt to faith, from the failure to redemption, and then from fear to courage. Now you see fear, failure, and doubt. Okay, take the whole thing back to the gospel today. The gospel today tells the story about Jesus. He asked Peter, hey, Peter, follow me. When Jesus asked Peter about those sentences, did Jesus know perfectly about his future, Peter's future? Yes. Think about that a moment, okay? I want you to think about that a moment. It's so crucial point for me to know, for you to know. When Jesus invited Peter, hey, be my disciple. Hey, be the first pope. Hey, be the rock. And then in his mind, in Jesus' mind, he knows everything about this man. This man is imperfect in the future. This man will deny me. This man will have so many doubts on me. This man will be receiving many fear. But Jesus, when he called Peter, he doesn't call because Peter is perfect. That is so crucial for me. Father Anthony can be a priest because, hey, you're perfect so that you are a priest. Wrong. Hey, you are perfect so that you married that girl. Wrong. Hey, you're perfect so that you can be a dad. You can be a mom. Wrong. Completely wrong. Why? Because imperfections kills holiness. You never be perfect in this earth. Never, ever. So that, hey, Father Anthony, he is perfect. Now he can be a priest. Wrong. Anthony, you are so, so wrong. The Lord, he called me because I am imperfect. The Lord, he called Peter because Peter is imperfect. The first pope was imperfect. The first foundation of the church was imperfect. Think about that a moment, okay? Think about that hard. I really want you to think about that a moment in your life, maybe once for all, but think about that. You don't need to be perfect to be a Catholic. You don't need to be perfect to be a priest. You need to be perfect to be a mom and a dad, and you never be perfect. Again, perfectionism kills holiness. I think, personally, well, I could be wrong, I don't know, but I think so. Because whenever we follow perfectionism, we are on the way. I don't think that is the right one. I don't think that is the right thing to do. Because perfect, I don't think we can be perfect in this life, in this earth. Until perfection can reach in you, like in heaven, no one on earth except our Lord, our Lady, those are, of course. But you know what I mean. So that the lesson from Peter today helping me a lot in my prayer life. During your life, in the midst of my brokenness, in the midst of my failure, in the midst of my doubts, I still can be a Catholic, I still can be a priest, and you can do the same. You can do the same. Like, I'm showing you how imperfect I am in my homily. Like, you can realize my accent, my grammar, or whatever it is, you can recognize immediately. Because in my imperfect accent, I'm showing you that, hey, I can do this so that you can do it, so that we can do it together. I hope you can get this point, and then it's so important point for you and for me to grow in holiness. Don't try to be perfect. Of course, you know what I mean. Like, try to be holier, try to be a good person, good people. Yes, those are good. But if you're aiming like the perfection, never ever do that. So that is the lesson I learned from St. Peter today. And we'd love you to reflect on that. Peter's life is the journey from doubt to faith, from failure to redemption, and from fear to courage.